This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 122 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Robert Chastain, Director of Southwest Florida for Annex Wealth Management. Robert, welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, it's excited to learn a little bit more about you and what you do over at Annex Wealth Management.
So, that's great. It's great to be here. So ready, fire, aim. Let's go.
Yeah, let's jump right in. Why don't you share a little bit of what you do over there?
So Annex Wealth Management, we're a registered investment advisory. Our headquarters is in Wisconsin. And we've had so many of our clients move to Southwest Florida. We followed them here and we opened an office. And so far, it's been absolutely great. I've lived in Southwest Florida for 6 years now, and I'm originally from Michigan.
Wow. What brought you down here?
So my wife works in cardiology at NCH. Okay. That was the original.
The original plan. And you love the area, and it's hard to go back. Where in Michigan are you from?
Birmingham, Troy, and then we raised our kids in Rochester, Michigan.
Okay. All right. Found your way south. I was born in Wisconsin, so I'm familiar with Annex up there. But I moved down in 89 to get rid of that cold weather.
Got it. You've seen a lot of change in Southwest Florida then.
Quite a bit has changed. You know, it's getting better, but it's more year round than seasonal than it used to be. But yes. You know, we love the Midwestern people coming down, so I will take it for sure. So let's back up a little bit. How did you get involved with Annex Wealth Management?
So I started in the auto industry in Michigan, helped with a private equity group, build three auto suppliers, take them public, and we sold out of them. And then I kind of decided, what do I want to do when I grow up? And I got sick of my broker making me broker. So I decided to get in the finance side and started managing my own money. And it just grew from there. And when I moved down here, I was retired and my wife's working so much that I decided to go back to work and find something, some meaning to my life.
Yep.
And I just figured I had some skill set to help some people. And I found Annex, and we've opened the office here last September. We have our own standalone building on 41, just south of Pine Ridge Road. And I just enjoy every single day coming in, solving problems. We do financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, and investment management. And so far, so good. It's we're really, really have been welcomed to the neighborhood, so to say.
That is great. Are you seeing any trends within the industry?
Are we seeing trends? You know, the one thing that I can say and one thing that attracted me to Annex Wealth Management was the fact that we do everything in-house. There's no finger pointing. We do all of the planning, you know, meaning the tax, the estate. I mean, we do all of that ourselves. So that in and of itself, a lot of firms don't do it all. And we feel that gives us a competitive advantage over our competitors here.
Absolutely. So have you seen, I guess what I would say is, you know, there's myths and misconceptions around every industry. Is there something that maybe stands out that you'd like to address for our listeners?
Well, yeah, there is one thing. So for Annex Wealth Management, we don't sell any products. We use individual custodians, meaning we don't house anybody's money. And we are a fiduciary for our clients 100% of the time. Some other firms are fiduciary part-time, and then they sell products. We sell zero products. We are a fiduciary 100% of the time. That's really, you know, there's some, you know, people tiptoe around that gym. And for us, we don't tiptoe at all. We sell zero products. We don't, you know, we're straight up front with all of our clients on that point.
That's great. And I bet that's appreciated by them as well. So we've all had some type of, I'm going to say, challenge or obstacle along our journey, whether it be personal or business-wise. Is there something that's happened along your journey that we can kind of look back at and say, you know what, I'm in a better place now because of that?
Yeah, and it's really life-forming. My mother passed away when I was 4, and that made for kind of a hard road for a while. I have a twin brother, and it's not what happens to you. It's, you know, it's how you deal with it. And as a 4, 5, 6 year old, didn't really know how to deal with that, but have figured it out over the years. And I don't want to say I use it to my advantage, because it's really not an advantage, but I don't use it as an excuse either. You know, it's formed a lot of who I am as a person. And, you know, it's one of those things, obviously something that traumatic, you just never forget.
Absolutely. I mean, it's tough losing a parent at any age, but much less at such a young age as well, too, and your development age. And, you know,
it's interesting. I was telling my oldest daughter yesterday, I said, do you know, I've never once gotten a phone call, text, or email from either one of my parents. And she, kids these days just can't even fathom that, right?
Right. Yep. Can't comprehend that. It's crazy. You know, technology is good, but when you put it in perspective like that, people are like, well, they can't imagine that.
Yes.
So I know you work very hard. You've worked very hard throughout your career. You live in Southwest Florida now. Are there certain things you like to enjoy down here?
Well, you know, it's a couple things, you know, that I've kind of picked up here. One is I play a lot of pickleball.
Nice.
You know, so Southwest Florida, I play at Veterans Park. I play at East Naples. I play where I live, you know, some. But one other thing that I've picked up that I really, really enjoy is I referee high school football, basketball, and soccer.
Wow.
Kind of keeps you involved with the schools, the kids, you know, and it's really, really enriching and keeps you active. So I've really, really enjoyed that.
That have you done that for a long time?
I have. But I didn't do it when I first moved here, and now I've done it for the last 4 years. And it's just a great group of guys. And, you know, it's really a lot of people who like to give back.
Yep.
You know, and there's probably a lot of people out there that don't realize if you didn't have all those officials, none of those kids would be able to play those games. So go easy on them.
Exactly. Right. And the parents need to go easy on you. Right.
Yes. Yes. Go easy on those officials. You know,
exactly. So is there one thing maybe that you wish our listeners knew about Annex that maybe they don't know?
Well, just know that if you do some research on us, you're going to find that we do everything in-house. We have an extensive bench of experts, and all of that are, you know, they're Annex employees. None of us get paid by commission. We're all salary. So we really surround all of our clients with a team of us, and, you know, whatever type of expertise you need, your Annex wealth manager will pull that expertise in to solve your individual problem, or, you know, just the current things that you're trying to solve. And really, that's really what makes Annex different. I mean, we really our slogan is know the difference. And I think after a couple of meetings, you would see the difference and recognize the difference if you dealt with Annex.
Absolutely. And it's a big difference, as you mentioned, that not to have commission, because rather than doing what's quote unquote best for you, you're doing what's best for the customer.
All the time. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Jim, I can do anything for a client as long as it's legal, ethical, and I don't have to ask permission from, you know, my manager or anybody else in the corporation. If it makes sense for the client and it's legal and ethical, I don't have to ask permission.
Perfect. Perfect. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more or having a...
So our building is at 4901 Tamiami Trail, which is just south of Pine Ridge Road in Naples. And our phone number, you can call me directly at 239-350-6363.
Perfect. Perfect. Robert, any last words for our listeners?
Come and see us. You know, we're an open book here, and, you know, stop by the office or give us a call, and we're happy to help anyone answer your questions. It's, you know, welcome to Southwest Florida.
Absolutely. Robert, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor, and I hope to see you out in the community soon.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.